AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Prosecutors in Donald Trump's criminal trial arguing right now that Trump's social media posts were a clear violation of the gag order in the case. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse with more.
Prosecutors have said they've identified 10 social media posts by Trump that were disparaging of witnesses like Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, and that, they said, violated the judge's gag order against verbally attacking witnesses. Prosecutors said it has to stop because it could have a chilling effect on people coming forward. And so they want Trump fined $1,000 for each offending post, a total of 10 grand.
The Senate preparing to vote later today on the House's foreign aid bills, money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, all included in one big package, along with a requirement that the Chinese owner of TikTok sell the app within a year. Protests against the war in Gaza ramping up at college campuses. 150 arrests made at NYU last night. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $124 million from the federal government to help people put solar panels on their homes. The money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act. It's part of $7 billion in grants for solar installations announced by President Biden. The money is going to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Midwest Tribal Energy Resources Association. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin Monday reminding voters in La Crosse what's at stake for reproductive rights in November.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
On the other hand, Donald Trump has recently said abortion is a state issue. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Dane County officials say they want to develop a solar energy site at a former county-owned landfill in Verona. Plans are for a solar array to power its campus in Verona. It includes a nursing home, a food pantry, and a food service facility. Methane has powered the campus since the 1990s, but the supply is starting to run low. County Executive Joe Parisi says a solar array in Verona makes sense. The next step is to find a partner to help develop the site. A fourth person is dead after a crash near Whitewater earlier this month. The Rock County Medical Examiner says Patricia Soifzer of Whitewater died from her injuries last Thursday. She was one of six people injured in the crash on April 13th when the van she was in ran a stop sign and was hit by two other vehicles. Six people were in the van. Three died instantly. The Rock County Sheriff's Office says it's investigating. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks and the Pacers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Game 2 of the playoff series tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and Indiana Pacers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis is doubtful. How can the Bucks win without him? Chris Middleton.
Collective effort. I mean, even when he comes back, we'll have to do it as a group. But knowing that one of your main guys is out, one of the best players in the league, it's not going to be easy. So everybody has to, you know, step up to the plate, do a little bit more, but not by themselves.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Pirates 4-2. The Crew's pitching staff dealing with injuries. Left-hander Wade Miley placed on the 15-day IL after pain in his left elbow. Doctors ordering an MRI. Jacob Junis, out with a shoulder, got hit by a baseball during batting practice, had to be taken to the hospital by ambulance for treatment. College basketball, one of the best players in UW Green Bay history, is returning to coach. The Press Gazette says that Kayla Teklog will be named the women's team's next head coach. The now 35-year-old Kayla Carius has been the women's head coach at South Dakota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We could catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to 67 for a high. A bit breezy today with wind southwest to west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey-flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor
of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Right, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Day two of the Donald Trump criminal trial, New York. Hear about the gag order and whether or not Trump has violated it. Tune in. Greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
In the disinformation machine, so often illusion rules. Facts don't matter. And you've got the weaponization of grievance on these anger networks, 24/7 spewing propaganda. I mean, here's one of the strongest economies in our lifetime. You have one of the most extraordinary records of any president in our lifetime on manufacturing and industrial policy that every single day, including the last few days this week in Pennsylvania, is making profound and consequential announcements.
Thank you, Governor McDreamy. Of the great state of California, Gavin Newsom. Speaking of hot people that we love, Hannah Waddington, wow, from Ted Lasso. Now, you told me a story about her and your mom, Carol Burnett. I forget what it is. There's always one degree of separation.
Creative Arts Emmys, because my mom
Hold
was...
on, we turned your microphone off.
Okay, just it's important to not hear me.
Okay,
no, I think they met backstage at the Creative Arts Emmys.
Right.
And mom loves Hannah Waddington, Ham, and she, yeah. My mom said, oh, and Hannah went, oh, and she invited my mom to be on her next Christmas special.
Oh, fantastic. She had, I just like that she called the photographer a D.
Yes.
She said, oh my God, you never say that to a man, my friend. Don't be a, otherwise I'll move off. Don't say show me leg. No. And then the crowd cheered and she walked off in all her super tall blonde hotness. Wait a minute. Speaking of hot blondes, what was I?
JoJo Fingers is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled into one human.
JoJo from Jers, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her speeding lines way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jers, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her insights. Her insights.
JoJo from Jers.
It's JoJo.
Oh my God, I get to meet you this week in Philadelphia. This is so exciting. You and Lindy Lee and Glenn Kirshner in Philadelphia. Cannot wait.
I mean, the city of brotherly love. We're going to explore just how
and sisterly. By
I
the
can't
time.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I feel like this whole Trump, well, first of all, happy Shart Week and happy Pecker Day. I feel like this whole storyline was written for us, for you and me, because your tweet was my favorite. You said he can't stay awake for 5 minutes. He smells up the courtroom with his rancid flatulence. He won't look at the jury. Not one member of his family there is there to support him, and he looks like this. Who the is like, yep, that drug-addled Oompa Loompa loser should be president again. I think this is the best campaign ad ever, just what we're seeing, right?
You honestly, if you had asked a 14-year-old boy to write like a script, this is what it would look like. He's farting, he's falling asleep, he's orange. We're talking about porn stars and peckers and gagging. I mean, it's like the writers are drunk. Go home.
Yes, you said, wait, are you telling me that Pecker is going to spill it while Trump, who can't stay up, is begging to get ungagged? What the kind of movie is this? I mean,
And then what was the other? Oh, was that Agent Carol? The insurance company was called Chubb.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if, you know, they have Chubbies. Is that their awards every year? I don't know. But it's.
Well, I don't think Stormy described his as much of a Chubb, but.
So you just wrote, wah-ha-ha-ha-ha. I just heard that Trump is mad at the world because he has to sit in the courtroom and behave for a few hours. What a pussy. I mean, I think that's what it is. It's blowing up. He just looks like what he is. He looks like a sad, tired, grumpy old man.
Right. And this is all due to his own, like, depravity. This has been building. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to him. And all it is that he has to shut up and sit down in a courtroom and listen to someone tell him what to do for a couple of hours, a couple of days a week. And it's like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to him. Yeah. Such a big baby.
Well, we were saying, for a malignant narcissist, I feel like this is already his sentence, no matter what happens in the trial, because he lives in this bubble where he only listens to people that praise him and kiss his ass. And this is the real world. And I think it's like, you can see it on his face that he is not used to having to sit there and listen to mean things about him.
And again, he has to behave. He can't look at his phone. He can't, like, say mean things to people who he's less to listen to say terrible but true things about him. I mean, I don't understand how he's going to manage to avoid jail this entire, because he's already unhinged and he hasn't even heard all of Pecker's testimony yet. Like, yeah. He was going crazy before there were even anybody.
Yeah.
How's he going to sit there and listen to this?
I know. When Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels get up there, I just feel like he's just going to blow. It's going to I mean, yeah, you said Trump.
It shouldn't take long, man. It should take about less than 2 minutes, I think.
You said on Threads, Trump needed to coordinate with the head of a tabloid to hide his affairs with women from the public. But yes, of course, I need to buy his Bible. I mean, again, storyline you can't write. It's just. I believe adultery is one of the things mentioned in the Bible, and he sold the Bible to pay for, the lawyers that are defending him from the adultery. Right. It's not important now. We were just saying the breaking news this morning, Joe, is that the attorneys are not asking. He's violated the gag order 10 times, mm-hmm. but they're not asking for jail. I mean, we had Renato Mariotti on this morning who said, you know, everybody, he's not going to get jail. But I'm so sick of us just assuming, yeah, of course there's two systems of justice. And of course, what would happen to anybody else is not going to happen to Trump.
Exactly. I mean, again, they were saying this morning, whatever they decide in these 10 instances, whether he violated the gag order and what the penalties will be, you know he's going to do it again. Mm-hmm. And the reason he's going to do it again is because he gets slapped on the wrist every time. And then the question is, when he does it again, after these 10, because he will, then what? Because the usual remedy would be jail. Is that going to be the remedy for this person? Because it has to be, but they don't expect it to be. And it's, again, that's two tiers of justice when they talk about Hunter Biden. Mm-hmm. And we have a guy sitting there who's violated a gag order at least 10 times in the span of a week and a half, and he's still doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love that not one member of his family is there, but they're on Fox News lying and whining. Oh, what's happening to daddy? But of course, they won't show up.
Right. And his own lawyer said yesterday, just a family man. He's just a regular guy. Mm-hmm. Like, none of his family is there.
He's just a family man. None of his family will be with him for any of his criminal trials. Someone, we were talking about Jeffrey Dahmer's parents were there. So I'm just saying. You also tweeted about Lindsey Graham. You said Lindsey Graham was willing to shank the Ukrainian people because his yam-dyed daddy told him to. So watching him sit there thanking Trump for the aid getting passed is next level insane. I mean, it is just constant gaslighting. He gave Trump credit. Trump did everything he could to stop this Ukraine aid from passing.
1,000%. And now Trump's like, well, the reason that the loan structure is in there is because of me. And it's like, no, absolutely not. But Lindsey Graham, even Trump went after him last week. Lindsey Graham is so pathetic. He's so feckless and he's so busy supping at the under, you know, what's of Trump. Yes. He can't see his way out. He's like, he has always said he stood with Ukraine. And then all of a sudden Trump said, no, I won't do that. And Lindsey abandoned them. He voted no on giving aid to Ukraine. And now all of a sudden it's Trump's genius that got us this far. It's insane.
Don't you wonder what's happening, though, in this like shadow presidency that they're calling it? You know, he's talking to Putin.
Trump. You know, he's, you know, talking to MBS. God knows what, you know, Netanyahu. I mean, I think there are forces I'm sure we don't even know about yet. I mean, he is on tape admitting colluding with our enemies to raise gas prices before the election. I mean, I just wonder, you know, if he told Putin, never mind, if you help install me again in 24, I'll just give you Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, who knows what's happening behind closed doors, right?
Well, right. And what we do know about Trump that we don't even have to guess about is that he sees these as, you know, pathways for him in terms of attaining power or achieving something for his own political needs, because he extorted Zelensky. Like, we know that this is the way that he thinks, because we've seen it. He was impeached for it, because he figured, well, I can get something out of this foreign leader if I do this quid pro quo, not a quid pro quo, but this is how he thinks. So it's certainly not beyond the capacity of our imagination that he would be coordinating with the world's worst actors, like Putin and Netanyahu, yeah, like Kim Jong-un, like MBS, like, you know, Xi, who he says nice things about and then says at the same time that Biden's in their pocket. It's crazy.
Yeah. Do you... Because I know that you marinate in this like we do. Do you think he will ever go the away? Because it's just like Jody and I are saying, it is, I just like, he's this little like psychotic orange cuckoo clock that pops out of the courtroom and he does this little tiny accordion every day. And he says the exact same thing every day, which is very unfair. Just the repetition alone. Don't you feel like, I can't even imagine that some of his sycophants aren't getting just exhausted with this.
That's the thing too. I said the same thing. I said, can we just play a recording of one of these and just play the damn thing if he's going to say the same thing every single time, some with less energy than others? As far as like being rid of him, I don't understand what is happening with like science. Like, how is his body sustaining? Yeah. What is he running on? Like, I don't know. I feel tired sometimes, and I'm not that guy.
Well, I got his arteries. I'm like, you know, he's there. It's being reported he's at levels of fury unknown even to him. That I'm like, how long? I mean, exactly. It's a race between, right. I don't know, the legality, his arteries. I'm not really, but it's just so exhausting. I was only thinking, because OJ just died, obviously. It's the only time I can remember, and at least that was a finite period of time where that's all anybody talked about. Like, you know, if you're in the talk radio business, you know. That, but this is like, I was thinking, what year are we on now, Jody? Of what's the story? Trump, the story.
Yeah.
Is Trump. It's just, and you can't avoid it because he's the, you know, mm-hmm. this ridiculous party has made him their candidate. I mean, I just,
yeah, these. I will admit the things that I was wrong about, and I foolishly believed that like we'd be done with him after yeah. after he lost, after yeah. the insurrection. I've overestimated the Republican Party so badly.
Oh my God!
I never thought that they would see that guy.
It's like a it's like a Flintstones background meets a bad acid trip. It's just mm-hmm. like, you know, he's going to lose this time, and then he's going to keep whining that it was stolen. And I'm like, will this ever end? Is this just going to, you know, he'll incite another insurrection? And we were saying this one today. This, a new filing in the classified document case reveals, what's his name? Co-defendant Walt Nauta, that Trump promised him a pardon even if he gets charged with lying to the FBI. Well, there's another crime. There's another obstruction count on top of, like, he won't stop criming either. So, you know,
he can't stop criming. It's like his full vibe. But he can't stop criming because he's gotten away with it. I hate saying that the whole freaking Teflon thing is accurate, but you're just like, what is happening here? I mean, he had boxes of our nuclear secrets next to his toilet.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? He's still walking around. That trial may never even happen.
I know.
Yeah, and they're going to be arguing whether or not he's completely and totally immune from everything always.
I mean, it's funny you say the Teflon Don, and they said, yeah, they used to say that about John Gotti, mm-hmm. You know, and they said they thought justice was never going to come, and then it came all at once. And it could, but I guess the only difference is he wasn't president, and he didn't have a whole party that was corrupt, that was propping him up and acting as his defense, including all the way up to the Supreme Court. So I just feel like what did Jimmy Kimmel call it? We're in uncharted territory here.
Yes, we are.
The shard of the deal. I can't believe he got to that before I did.
I'm mad about Godfarter. I wanted Godfarter.
I know, right? What was today that is the day Don Snorleone truly became the Godfarter? Yes, that's...
Wasn't that Black Knight?
Black Knight. We stole that from Black Knight, yes. Okay. We got JoJo from Jers for the hour, 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. I... Listen, I gotta... Lindy Lee and JoJo from Jersey, both beautiful. And they're both, I don't know, like 4 years old, something. I'm not really even certain.
You're not in your 50s.
Do you have a driver's license? Anyway.
She does.
I am packing my Genucel. So, because then people take those pictures, Sean. They think they're doing you a favor. Look, this was 10 years ago at blah, blah, blah. I'm like, thanks. Okay, so Genucel. I've been telling you, Gen 90 is their newest product, latest breakthrough in skincare from our friends at Genucel. It also works on those annoying bags and puffiness under your eyes, from lack of sleep or, you know, Trump. Right, overwork, stress, even seasonal allergies. You can anywhere you want to use. I use it on the frown lines, the under eye, even that little thing right there. JoJo doesn't know about that yet. She's too young. That thing right there on your neck. That thing. Yeah. Okay. Now get Genucel's classic under-eye bags and puffiness serum with every Gen 90 order and their luxurious Genucel XV, the moisturizer. Chris and Jody and I use it every day. I mean, not at the same time. We do it separate. We have our own separate lives, but we all use it.
Are you sure?
All right. I don't know where you end and I begin. Genucel.com. For his incredible packages, over 50% off during Genucel's spring sale. Results guaranteed or your money back. Plus, you get an extra 10% off automatically at checkout when you go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. And a free limited edition spa box and bonus gifts with free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
A major meow moment.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. when I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list, and if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
I have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Here you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Ah, come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. It was a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. General Rockstar, JoJo from Jers, is here. Here is Michael Douglas talking about the president, Joe Biden.
Well, I think that I walk a little similar to him. And the people that I've talked to and everybody that I have say he's as sharp as a tack. He's fine. We all have an issue with memories. As we get older, we forget names, something. He's overcome a stutter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went on to say.
Let's just say that his entire cabinet, including his vice president, everybody's in his cabinet, would be more than happy to work with him again in the next term. I cannot say that about the other candidate running, because nobody in his cabinet from 2016 wants to be involved with him.
And the people shouting the loudest is people that know him or have worked with him. What a danger he is.
I mean, how unprecedented is it that his vice president cannot in good conscience endorse him for the office he ran with him to obtain? Mm-hmm. And
right.
Now he cannot in good conscience endorse his candidacy. I mean, shouldn't that be disqualifying among all of the other things?
Yeah.
That not disqualifying?
I feel like that's why it's so important, you know, what you do and what people like, you know, we were saying, one of our listeners was saying they get most of their news from comedians. Mm-hmm. Because the mainstream media, I mean, we keep saying it over and over, Joe, but I can't help how infuriating that's, you know, bull Robert Hur report that mischaracterized Biden as, you know, old and bumbling. That was all they talked about in the media, right? And Donald Trump has fallen asleep four times in the last 4 days now. Can you imagine? Can you even effing imagine if Joe Biden fell asleep in public four times?
We're talking about a trial that could put, I mean, not likely, but could put him in jail.
Right.
You would think would behoove you to stay awake while people are discussing your fate, but he can't. And the fact that Biden is sleepy when he's the one falling asleep in his own trial.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you're right. The comedians have to be the ones. We have to be I'm not a comedian. I just consider myself somewhat funny, but sometimes. But the comedians have to be they have to be the messenger, because it's like, wake up. Are you
right.
kidding
they're,
me?
They're the truth tellers for those of us that feel like we're taking crazy pills. Like we were saying, this is a reality show that never ends. Like I was saying, at least OJ, it was finite and then it was over, you know, but like this just goes on and on and on. And it's like, we keep saying we live in the stupidest timeline.
Oh. It really, truly is mind numbing sometimes. For you. Oh my gosh, he's going to do, like you said, the accordion hands again, and the news is going to cut away to cover it again, and it's just
in a normal world, Joe, he would be convicted. Most legal experts say, you know, this is a pretty slam dunk case, but we talked this morning about mistrial, hung jury, you know, his lawyers being able to make it a misdemeanor if, you know, this or that happens, and you just, I guess we're at a we'll believe it when we see it place on on him, justice ever coming. I'm slamming myself into a hard break. More JoJo with Jers next. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Prosecutors in Donald Trump's criminal trial arguing right now that Trump's social media posts were a clear violation of the gag order in the case. ABC's Aaron Katursky's at the courthouse with more.
Prosecutors have said they've identified 10 social media posts by Trump that were disparaging of witnesses like Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, and that, they said, violated the judge's gag order against verbally attacking witnesses. Prosecutors said it has to stop because it could have a chilling effect on people coming forward. And so they want Trump fined $1,000 for each offending post, a total of 10 grand.
The Senate preparing to vote later today on the House's foreign aid bills, money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, all included in one big package, along with a requirement that the Chinese owner of TikTok sell the app within a year. Protests against the war in Gaza ramping up at college campuses. 150 arrests made at NYU last night. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Stephen Colbert says he's not ruling out a return to acting. Colbert sat down with comedian podcaster Ben Schwartz after the PaleyFest TV festival last weekend in Los Angeles. Colbert told Schwartz he was trained to be an actor, adding that even when he was on The Daily Show, he was playing a role. He never thought he'd be a late-night host, but couldn't pass up the opportunity when it was presented. Colbert has been hosting The Late Show after taking over for David Letterman in 2015. Even big-time rock and roll stars have a side hustle. Jon Bon Jovi will join the American Idol Season 22 finale. Deadline reports that the show announced the rock star will be the guest mentor for the three finalists before they crown a winner on Sunday, May 19th. If you can't get enough of Bon Jovi, check out the rock docuseries Thank You, Goodnight, The Jon Bon Jovi Story, which premieres on Hulu Friday, April 26th. If Living on a Prayer wasn't in your head before, it is now. Sorry. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny skies turn cloudy as showers and thunderstorms strike. Highs today hit the upper 60s, and overnight tonight we crash below freezing, so expect a frost. But this means we have a sunny and cooler day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brewers tickets for Friday. You could be the winner. We hear from the mother of an organ donor and an organ recipient from Versity. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Jump around with a mini printer and only prints out stories from right-wing
outlets at the, you know, that say nice things about him. Did you see him at the courthouse steps? He was like, in addition to his little accordion, he had, look at all these articles that I have. And, you know, they're all, so he's not used to being exposed to anyone that says anything bad about him. And it's just, it's fantastic. It's magical. For, yeah. Go ahead.
And they used to do that with the like security briefings too. They learned that if they put in a few stories that were positive about him in between, like our national security, he would maybe pay more attention. So it was like, you know, like, oh, this is a threat from this country. Here's a picture of them liking your hair.
And I know the courtroom sketch artist was saying she's never in all her years in doing this seen anyone that he just, like, well, some of the time he's sleeping, but sometimes he just closes his eyes, she said. Like, when he literally, like, you can tell he's like, la, 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 like he's trying to maybe not, you know, like, right? Isn't he doing that? Like, la, 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 I can't see, I can't hear any of this. They were saying, like, he only paid attention when his attorney was talking, and then he was right.
And he won't look at the jury. I know, like with babies, I don't know what it's called. There's a fancy word for it. But like when you play peekaboo with them, they think you've actually disappeared. You know, like I think he's playing peekaboo with the whole thing. And he's every time he does it, it's gone away. And then he opens his eyes again. And he's like, oh, they're still here. Where's my printer guy? I need more stories about my hair being good.
Now I hope someone plays peekaboo with him in court today, just because that'd be fun. I've done that over many a plane seat with, you know, a very relentless child, so I know. Let's go to Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. You're on with Joe. Hey, Trace. Hello, Trace. Oh, did I? Hi, Tracy. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, JoJo, do you have any family in the Phoenix area?
In Phoenix?
Phoenix?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, not Phoenix, well, but no, I don't think so. My dad used to do a lot of business.
I learned your last.
She only has two children that she knows of. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I knew somebody with the same last name here, so never mind that. Anyway, my dad plays the accordion, and Stephanie, you went on a date with Weird Al. So to give the accordion players some relief, I wanted to say that when Trump does his hands thing, you remember Gallagher had a routine about the Preparation H commercials? You know,
no.
He'd hold his hands 2 feet apart and say it actually helps shrink the swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues, and he'd close his hands to like 1 foot apart. And Gallagher said if he'd hold his hands back out to 2 feet and he'd say, if this is your problem, this is no answer. And that's what every time I see Trump doing that thing, it reminds me of those Preparation H commercials. So
also, I loved Judy Tenuta so much. So it's ruining the whole accordion experience for me.
Yeah. Forgive me for forgetting to involve her. Yeah. But so there you go. I just want to give the accordion player some love. So
are you at the point, Joe, where I don't even need sound for him to irritate me? I just can't. I can't. Like you were talking about the juror that said he's really more yellow than orange. I don't even. He's just the weirdest life form I've ever seen. And I can't. I literally can't anymore.
Most people can't listen to talk. When he first was elected, I couldn't put volume on when he was on the screen. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't hear his voice for months.
The Biden camp is, I think, doing the right thing. They turned the tables on Trump, dubbing him Sleepy Don in a blistering campaign memo. And you know Trump will take the bait. Verdict's in. Sleepy Don has a nightmare week. Happy Friday from Wilmington. Picture of Joe Biden. Every time I see him, whether it's the State of the Union or a press conference, he seems like, as Michael Douglas just said, sharp as a tack to me. I mean, you couldn't have a better compare and contrast to what Trump looks like sleeping in court, right?
Honestly, it's amazing because the narrative is upside down, inside out, and topsy-turvy. Couldn't be more opposite of reality. I mean, again, I met him as a very humble brag, and not only was he obviously cognitive, to borrow Trump's words, he dials in on you as an individual person and listens to you as an individual person. And then before he's done talking to you, he moves on to the next person and does the same thing again.
Yeah, I had the same experience. I only met him once. I had the same experience.
Clinton
yeah.
was like that.
Here's Gavin Newsom on that. On age.
I said to my friend the other day, I said, you know, on this age, we can get into debates around fitness. Look, I'd rather have 80 years behind me than those 88 federal criminal counts in front of me. And so I feel very good about Joe Biden's prospects.
Yeah. Also, you know, as a woman, Joe, we can't, I just think you can't talk enough about choice and about how that's going to drive this election. That's, let's talk one last one, Gavin Newsom, on that.
Issue of women and girls. They want to deny access, not just to reproductive care, but the future of women and girls, their life, their self-determination. I mean, this is profound. How can women support Donald Trump for election this November? And I think that's the cause and case we need to make with vigor and passion and purpose, because there's profound meaning and consequences if we fall short on that.
Also, the fact that he's an adjudicated rapist, that all, this trial is just once again going to remind women what a complete and total pig he is. Right? I mean, I always get, you know, just amazed at that any women vote for him. Like, what is up with that? With women that will defend rape or anti-choice. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, those women, they're voting obviously against their own best interests and against the interests of their, if they have daughters, even if they have sons. And I think it doesn't make any sense, but we just have to think, like, there are these other things, this other magic which emboldens hate that they can't walk away from, that makes them able to excuse or forgive or forget. And the reality is that thanks to Donald Trump in the state of Arizona, the law of the land essentially right now for women when it comes to reproductive autonomy is from 1864.
Yeah.
And before Arizona was a state, long before women had the right to vote, 60 years before there was a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
And because of Donald Trump, who says he's a moderate on abortion in the state of Arizona, actually, this is going to be, with no exceptions, by the way, this is going to be the law of the land. I mean, they're literally taking us back to the 1860s.
Yeah.
Thanks. So I think
that, I keep saying I like that as a campaign slogan. Are you better off than you were in 1864? Yeah, actually, I am. I mean, it's... Yeah, go ahead.
Right, you would inject a frog with your urine and see if you were, if it did that or something, to see if you were pregnant in 1864. They were using leeches as curatives. So do we want to go back to that?
Yeah.
But I think they're estimating just how powerful women are and just how pissed off we are at the same time.
Yeah, here's a new ad about Alabama's anti-abortion laws. Seven, yeah, sorry. Here we go.
We're almost there. You're going to make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You know, we had Politics Girl on yesterday, who I know you know, Joe, and she just... It is amazing that even now, like, again, those of us that talk about this stuff every day, she said to wake up and realize that we are in a country, the government is forcing women to stay, to be pregnant. It is just still mind-boggling, isn't it?
And to know that we were taken backwards in time, and as the mother of an almost 11-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son, to know that my daughter has fewer rights than I did when I was her age, after everything, that's really, it's mind-blowing, and it's motivating too, right? Yeah. It's why we will not stop. We will not stop fighting.
And also another reason I love you, I should point out you have a dog that is roughly seven times larger than you are that we have seen already this morning.
It's just my hound, Ruby. She's my good girl, my rescue.
She briefly brought out the sun when she walked by your window. Okay, Sue in Massachusetts, you're on with JoJo from Jers. Hey, Sue.
Hey, Steph. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have a little bit of news that might make you happy about Postmaster DeJoy.
Yes.
But first, I want to thank you for reading my letter yesterday saying that I hope you can get Lawrence to come to Boston for your show.
Maybe New York, maybe Boston.
Fingers crossed that maybe that'll work out.
Okay.
Well, fingers crossed for Boston. Anyway, so Senator Ossoff of Georgia there's been a lengthy committee investigation going on, taking testimony from DeJoy about some of the horrendous problems with mail delivery in Georgia. And Steph, you've got to look at the videos. He just nails DeJoy. Ossoff is brilliant. He's calm. Everything you could possibly hope he would do to tear DeJoy to shreds for good reason. He did. I was so excited when I saw that. I actually called his office, thanked him, and congratulated him. So he's on a subcommittee, evidently, that deals with post office issues. So I would recommend that people support DeJoy and share this video, because we got to get rid of DeJoy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing, Joe. This every trial with Trump, it's about cheating. It's about different ways to cheat in the election. I think they know they can't win a fair election. And so that's why I think we have to keep our eyes on all of that, on what's what DeJoy is doing, why he's still in. So, you know, God bless John Ossoff, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love John Ossoff. He's a rock star. And it's a great clip. Highly recommend it. He basically calls him out on not reading his own mail. He didn't get a letter. He's in the mail that was from that senator. So yeah. It's a brilliant moment.
And who else? I don't know who did the ad. Just people doing the Lord's work this election cycle. But the ad about all the, you know, the people's faces are blacked out, but they're going in all these different places trying to get a job. Mm-hmm. But they're, you know, basically saying the same requirement or the same things that Trump has. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I'm under, you know, felony and 91 felonies, and they're literally trying to get, and they couldn't, and that just makes the point. He couldn't get a job anywhere with his record, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. He wouldn't be qualified to change the urinal cakes in like truck stop bathrooms. And this is the person that the entire party wants to once again lead the country. It's really
who is it
crazy.
Said this morning? Who thinks we should give the nuclear codes to Sleepy Fart Boy again? All right, 46.
What do you think about the fact that he can't be quiet? He's got these gag orders and all these gag orders. He can't even be quiet. How is that on its own not disqualifying? Like, he's so impulsive that he can't be quiet for 5 minutes?
Exactly. We need to bring in John Goodman, don't we, to tell him to
shut the up, Donnie.
Don't you think? It's like a bailiff.
We can use my shut up. It's somewhere. I think it might be in Chris.
Oh, yes. Jody has a musical shut up. We could also use we could send them our entire shut up canon.
We could.
46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Bunny God and Dr. Modi's food. And Hefe. When Sean's here, it's also Hefe's unsolicited dogamonial about nature's plan. I'm telling you, Rocky Mountain Mites dog Sophie, also persnickety, Sean. Like Hefe, and they go crazy for Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Real food. It's all the rage. And I like, listen, JoJo wouldn't feed her children kibble, would you, Joe?
No.
Listen, you. Why would you feed your furry children stuff that you don't even know what's in there, right? Like, could be sawdust, could be packing house scraps. I don't know what's in there. Meat meal. That was the number one ingredient in my old dog food. What the hell is that?
I don't know. Yeah.
See? Okay, this is turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, blueberries, spinach, you name it, sweet potatoes. It is real food, and the doggies go crazy. It's raw, it's freeze-dried. It has optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they will find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Wow! Wow! All I can say is wow!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed High Impact Protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of High Impact Protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
When
out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, they're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Gosh, Vince, the Crash Dummy Museum is something. And to think all this has helped people learn to buckle their safety belts.
Yeah, like this. The crypt of Toot Toot Car driving across the common.
What's that he's covered in?
Looks like a fender. Talk about getting wrapped up in your work.
Hey, Vince, out here, the world's first airbag.
A fine example of pop art.
And look, the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, well, crashed into walls long enough, I guess it'll take the smile off anybody's face.
Vince, look at this vase covered in tiny dummy drawings. Do you think it's Baroque?
Why, did you break it?
Hey, Vince, do you think we'll ever end up in a museum?
Let's hope, Lair. When everybody in this great country of ours finally learns that buckling up can save their lives, then our job will be done.
And with luck, they'll put us here, right next to the Venus de Lhotse Miles on her.
A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. JoJo from Jersey is here, host of the Are You Kidding Me podcast. She's on the Political Voices Network on the Twitter and the Threads, JoJo from Jersey. Okay, so, you know, I was thinking this Walt Nauta thing that, you know, he thinks he's going to get a pardon. All these poor suckers think Trump, first of all, he's not going to get reelected. He's not going to get elected. And this Kevin McCarthy is still, like, on TV. I don't know what he thinks. Still sucking up. Here he is with Howard Kurtz.
Yeah. Right. So why wouldn't
Twitter
the
president? No.
Look, yeah. To be fair, why wouldn't the president take a different position? Why wouldn't Joe Biden, caring about the voters, saying, you know what, this is wrong. If I have nothing to do with this, they should not have this trial right now, so the American people could actually spend time on what the issues are.
Hold on. So
I think that would be the real position for this Biden to take.
So you're saying you did want President Biden, or you do want him to meddle with the justice system just in favor of Donald Trump?
Seriously, what? Just this whole, oh, this poor old man. He should just, we should let all 91 felonies just go. I mean, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
And it is truly. But let's talk about Kevin McCarthy. He went from saying, I believe there's two people Putin pays, and one of them was Donald Trump, to destroying his entire career for Donald Trump, essentially. He's no longer in Congress. He was the Speaker of the House. Now he's a private citizen. I mean, Ronna McDaniel gave up her name for Donald Trump. Yeah. And where is she now? She's the laughingstock at, like, the bottom of the pile of, like, the jokes of history. It's a trivia question.
Howard Kurtz also called McCarthy out on saying that Hillary never admitted she lost the 2016 election. McCarthy said, has Hillary ever admitted she lost in 20? And Kurtz said, yes, she called Donald Trump and conceded. Yes, we all watched the press conference. And, you know, and now we're finding out more and more about how much cheating they actually did. So, no, he wasn't fairly elected in 2016, but she did concede.
She did.
Right. And every accusation is a confession. Every time they accuse the other side of doing something, it's they're just telling themselves and what they did.
Yep. Kevin in D.C., you're on with JoJo.
Good morning, everybody. And I see once again the nonchalantly beautiful ones. Good to see you.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
I'm
enjoy the eye and brain candy of JoJo from Jers.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm wondering, and if I missed, apologies, because I know you've had lawyers and judges and things of that nature the last few days, but has anyone ever mentioned what is the worst penalty he can get from this, and or when is the soonest the trial can end? Because even if he doesn't go to jail, maybe it's big enough to get a few more cretins to realize that this guy is not the one you want to change your toilet water, much less be president. I'm wondering if you have mentioned that lately.
Well, I mean, Joe, obviously the polling shows if he's convicted, that's clearly, unless we're really living in crazy town, that's not a plus for regular people, for independent voters, right?
Right. I mean, I don't see any of this as being like, you know, I was on the fence about Donald Trump, but then he got convicted. Now I'm all in. Like, I don't see how anyone goes there. But anything is also possible. I'm worried about hung jury and crap like that, because that's what he's trying to do with this, like, you know, violating the gag order stuff. That's what worries me.
Right. And then he'll say he was exonerated. I was exonerated. Told you it was a witch hunt. Blah, blah, blah. Hoax.
Right. Right.
But, you know, what do you make of polling? We were just saying there's a new NBC News poll. It shows Biden up by like 9, you know, and there was a couple days ago they were even. I mean, I know that you and I probably feel like we are really in crazy town, that if this could even be close. So I don't know what to make it. They're saying one of the pollsters said polling shows most Americans are not excited about the rematch between Biden and Trump. However, one polling analyst said that could be to Biden's advantage, that you know, because I think this was the actual voters, the poll that showed Biden, not people that are actually going to vote, like we've seen in all these. When real voters vote, Democrats have been winning. So where are you on all that? Are you nervous? Are you confident? Both?
Well, I think the polling obviously has to be taken with a grain of salt, because what we've seen in election after election, I mean, if you look at, you know, the third district in New York State and Swazi's win, the polling was so wrong there, and all of the primary victories that Biden had. So we have to take it with a grain of salt. I think it's kind of like, you know, something you keep in your toolkit, but you certainly don't rely on. But I think at the end of the day, we have to always think we could lose this thing. And what do we have to do to make sure we don't lose this thing? And we have to always be on that knife's edge of being ready to do whatever it takes to make sure we don't lose this thing. And we can't get complacent. We can't look at the polls and think, oh, we've got room, and we can't let anybody else think there's tons of room, because then they might not be motivated. And we need to be as motivated as we were in 2020, if not more so, because so much more than was then. And that's honestly, that's what I wake up thinking about every single morning.
And the most patriotic thing you can do is go to sexyliberal.com and get a ticket to see JoJo from Jers this Saturday in Philadelphia, along with Glenn Kirshner, Lindy Lee, and all the sexy liberals. John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, Frangela. We are pairing with a Get Out the Vote group. We're just about to announce that, because that's what it's all about. It's all about us, you know, turning out everybody we can. And you are doing the Lord's work. And also, you're super
hot. You too.
You're super hot. Just saying. Can't wait to meet you Saturday. JoJo from
Jersey. Thank you for having me on.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, John McGivern, host of PBS's Main Streets, joins the show, and we talk yacht rock with Yachtly Crew lead singer Billy Ocean.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person, showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.